So how do you start making time for the things that matter? Well, you have to start taking out other things that consume a lot of your time and are unnecessary. This may be watching TV, or like in my case, it may be computer games. I find it helpful to schedule or plan for the important activities, like talking to my wife. For those moms out there, you will find that your children, especially the younger ones, like the security of a schedule. I'm going to cover some things that I suggest scheduling to help you get a grip on that out-of-control schedule of yours. Number 1. Plan for 10 minutes a day to talk to Mr. Xbox. For me, this is usually the first 10 to 15 minutes after I get home. I believe it is important to do this while your children are awake so that they see the behavior that you exhibit. Part of the reason I do this right after I get home is because it is that important. If I do not do anything the rest of the night, I have invested time in my marriage. Number 2. Mealtime. Try to have dinner around the same time every night. This may require some juggling when you have extracurricular activities going on, but try to keep it pretty close to consistent. For those of you with children in school, getting them used to a regular dinner time will hopefully keep them from getting hungry and eating those unhealthy snacks. Oh yeah, you should have dinner together. I don't want to focus on parenting and all of that, but apparently there is some kind of bond when you share a meal and the conversation that occurs around the dinner table. So even if it's just the two of you, take time to eat together. Homework. Again, for those of you with children in school, consistent homework times will help. Have Mr. Xbox help the kids with their homework. This can buy you some extra time to get things done or just relax, maybe take a bath. Number 4. Bedtimes. Try to keep the kids' bedtimes consistent. When they get used to going to bed and going to sleep at a certain time, that may leave you a little bit more sexy time. Also, try to keep your bedtime consistent and try to get 7 to 8 hours of sleep per day. While you may be able to function on 4 to 6 hours, you really need your rest to refresh and replenish your body. Tired is not sexy. Number 5. Housework. Try to plan to do certain housework on certain days. Spreading out your housework over the course of a few days will help you to keep your sanity. Number 6. You don't expect me to schedule. Yes, I do. So what about the spontaneity, the romance? Let's face it, in the hustle and bustle of the world we live in, it is either schedule it or it doesn't get done. Another thing to keep in mind is that scheduling it allows both of you the anticipation of what is to come. You can still be spontaneous when you want to, but you also need to keep that connection going, even when everything else is coming at you a million miles an hour.